Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Efforts are now being made on two fronts to improve public access to government records. A bill's been introduced in the legislature to strengthen the state's public records law. Also, Secretary of State Bill Gallivan now says he will draft a ballot question to update the decades-old law in Massachusetts. He announced his intentions just as major newspapers in the Boston area are issuing an unprecedented, coordinated set of editorials critical of the law and Gallivan's enforcement of it. The editorial boards at the Boston Globe, the Boston Herald, the Patriot Ledger, and Gatehouse Media are calling for reform. Joining us to talk about this action, Ellen Klig, the interim manager of the Boston Globe's editorial page. Ellen, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So first, how did these news organizations, competitors, decide to do something they've never done before and unite in this editorial cause?
Well, we are competitors, and certainly we have taken different editorial stances over the years. But we all come down in the same place on this issue. I think this is a sign that the news outlets in Massachusetts are outraged by this law and by some of the barriers, and we represent the public. So we think it was an important moment to band together. So today marks the start of Sunshine Week. It's a national celebration that started in Florida years ago, and it's designed to promote open government. Last week, Todd Wallach, my Globe colleague, had a front page story talking about how Secretary of State Bill Gallivan has tightened regulations for public records. So Amy McKinnon, my colleague at the Patriot Ledger, came up with this idea. Frankly, she called me and said, if you're going to editorialize on this topic, why don't we all do it together? We emailed Shelley Cohen at the Herald, and that's how it was born.
In your editorial at the Globe, you point out that the state is notoriously weak in providing public records, and the laws governing them are essentially toothless. So elaborate on that for us, please.
Well, this is one of the weakest states in the country, surprisingly enough. Our law dates back to the 1970s and hasn't really been updated. State legislators are exempt, the judiciary branch is exempt, and police departments have been found to be exempt, too, if an officer is arrested. It's considered a personnel matter and not a public record.
So what case was the tipping point that pushed you towards this weekend's action?
Well, it was Todd Wallach's attempt to get the names of five Boston police officers who were caught driving drunk, and that and some state troopers who were driving drunk as well. The Secretary of State ruled that the police can be their own arbiter for their own records. This, we're a proxy for the public in this fight, and we feel the public deserves to know what its government is doing to hold powerful people accountable.
How exactly do public agencies block news operations from getting these records?
Several ways, through delays and through fines and fees. There was a case in 2010 where Commonwealth Magazine and Fox News attempted to get records from the BRA about city workers in public housing. And I think the BRA responded that it would cost $47,000 just to do the photocopying. That blocks things. Often there are no response at all.
You mentioned that Massachusetts lags behind other states. How exactly do the public records laws and the handling of these public records requests in Massachusetts compare to other states and also to the federal government?
Our laws don't address the internet. They don't address electronic records. Florida has some of the strongest laws in the country, which are very forward-thinking. They will put things online immediately.
What do you think could explain the reason why Massachusetts lags so far behind?
I have to think that in the 1970s, the culture was very different. There was no internet. It was hard to get public access to records. You had to go to the state house. You had to go to the court. I think there's just been a lag and impetus toward privacy. I think it has to do with the legislators being totally protected under the public records laws here.
Well, Ellen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ellen Klig is the interim manager of the Boston Globe's editorial page. This is WBUR.